Well, one night, Father Murphy was walking back to the church late at night, about midnight, and he noticed that the lights in the pub were still on. He got very upset and said, "This is what's wrong with society today." So he goes into the pub, and he sees three of his parishioners sitting at the bar drinking. So he says to the first one, "Flanagan, do you want to go to heaven?" And Flanagan says, "Yes, Father, I do." And so Father Murphy says, "Well, stand over there." So he stands over there. He says to the next fellow, "Doolin, do you want to go to heaven?" And Doolin says, "Yes, Father, I do." And so he says, "Stand over there." So he walks over and stands over there. Then Father Murphy says to Hennessy, "Hennessy, do you want to go to heaven?" Hennessy says, "No, Father." And Father Murphy says, "You mean to tell me that when you die, you don't want to go to heaven?" And Hennessy said, "Well, yes, when I die, I thought you were going now." Well, in today's gospel, the Lord tells his apostles that he is going to heaven very soon. And he says, "If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father." And Jesus told them that his time on earth was ending, that he was going to die on the cross, he was going to rise from the dead, and he was then going back to the right hand of the Heavenly Father. But he says there are two things that he was going to give them before he left. He said to them, "I will give you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come down upon you." So that was a gift that the Lord and the Heavenly Father would send upon the apostles and upon the early church. Jesus says, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." So the Lord and the Heavenly Father were going to send the Holy Spirit upon the church, and that would occur at the feast day of Pentecost. But then Jesus leaves another gift, which is what I wanted to mention today. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you." So this great gift of the Lord is the gift of peace. And what I wanted to talk about for a few moments is just exactly how to obtain this peace that we all need. We certainly need peace in our troubled world. When we look around the world, see the countless wars, we see the terrorism, even attacks in Boston and other places around the world. So we need peace in our world against the terrorism and the wars and things such as abortion, which takes the lives of innocent children. So we need peace in our world, in our society. And we desperately need peace within our families, right? Peace within families, because when we look at the breakdown of the families, couples getting divorced and families breaking up, we need peace within our homes, within our families. And then, of course, we need peace within our souls, in our minds and hearts, right? We need peace there, because that's where it all begins. Anyone who does an act of terror is not at peace. They're not at peace with themselves. And so we need peace in our hearts, minds, and souls. So how do we get this peace that Jesus promises? Well, the word peace in the Hebrew is shalom, that beautiful Aramaic word, which means this deep interior peace that only the Lord can give. And this kind of peace is a gift from Jesus. He says, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And if you have this peace, you'll have it even when things are difficult, when tragedies or struggles or other problems arise. Jesus can still give you this peace, even in the midst of suffering. I was friends with a priest who died a couple years ago, but he died in his 90s. He had been arrested when he was in communist China. He was a Catholic priest. He was arrested for spreading the Catholic faith. And he was placed in solitary confinement for over 3 years. and the heat, the cold, the lack of food, the torture. He said he was never as much at peace in his whole life. Even though he was very uncomfortable in the lack of food and how they starved him and how they tortured him, he said he was completely at peace. See, that's the kind of peace that Jesus can give, even in the midst of suffering. So how do we obtain this peace? Well, Bishop Sheen once wrote a book called Peace of Soul. I encourage you to try to find a copy of it. Peace of Soul. And in that book, he mentions different ways to obtain peace. And let me just summarize, in my own opinion, five ways to receive this gift of peace. And I'll use the word peace and give you one word for every letter in the word peace. The first letter in peace is P, and that stands for prayer. That if you find that you're not at peace, the first thing you need to do is to pray. We need to spend more time in prayer. And when we lose our peace, if you ever get unsettled and you're not at peace, then I encourage you to spend time in silence and prayer and listen to God. See, prayer is how we obtain union with God. We should all begin at least by praying at least 5-10 minutes a day in silence, talking to the Lord, listening to Him. That's where it begins, just a few minutes a day. If the whole world prayed 5 or 10 minutes a day, it would change the world. If everybody spent time in prayer. And one of the greatest prayers, of course, is the Rosary. The Blessed Mother said when she appeared at Fatima in 1917, World War I was going on. It seemed that there was no end to the war. But our Blessed Mother said, if you want the war to end, pray the Rosary. So the children prayed the Rosary. They spread the message. Pretty soon, millions of people were praying the Rosary every day. And World War I ended. That's the power of prayer to bring about peace in the world. The second letter in peace is E, and that stands for the Eucharist. When we come before Jesus in the Eucharist, we come before the Prince of Peace. That's one of the Lord's greatest titles. So again, if you ever feel that you're not at peace, go to the church and sit or kneel in the pew and spend time before the Eucharist, in the Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, especially in Eucharistic adoration or before the tabernacle, and just sit there. And I guarantee within 20 minutes, your soul will be at peace if you sit before the Blessed Sacrament. Because you're sitting before the Son of God. People go to the beach for a suntan. We go to the Eucharist for a suntan, but it's the Son of God. That kind of a suntan, where he radiates His love, His peace within our lives. Then, of course, when we go to Mass, the Mass is a beautiful prayer for peace. Think of how many times at Mass we pray for peace. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, grant us peace, we say. After the Our Father, we say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days. And then the priest says, Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. So all throughout the Mass, there are many beautiful prayers for peace. We even say, let us offer each other a sign of peace, right? A sign of forgiveness and reconciliation. At the end of the Mass, we say, go in peace. So you see that the Mass is a great way to obtain peace in our lives, the Eucharist. The third letter in peace is A. That stands for acceptance. Acceptance of the will of God. Dante once said, in His will is our peace. So acceptance of the will of God. If you read the writings of the saints, whether it be the book called Abandonment to Divine Providence or Trustful Surrender. They say that is the secret to peace, is accepting the will of God, is conforming your will to God's will. And this is why it's so important that we discover our vocation in life. Because if you're doing God's will, your vocation should give you peace. When you find that you don't have peace, it perhaps means that you're not doing the will of God at a particular time. So you have to get into doing God's will and accepting the will of God. So acceptance of God's will brings peace, saying, Lord, thy will be done. The fourth letter is C, and that stands for confession. Some people are not at peace because they need to go to confession. If you want peace, you have to get rid of sins in your life and make a good, holy, and sincere confession. Because sin hurts our relationship with God. When we go to confession, we're reconciled. We're at peace with God. That's what it means to be reconciled with God. We're at peace with Him. We hear Jesus speak to us through the priest. May God give you pardon and peace. Those are the words that the priest says when we go to confession. So if you're not at peace, maybe it's been many years since you've gone to confession. Come back and hear Jesus say, go in peace. You are freed from your sins. And lastly, the last letter in the word peace, besides prayer, the Eucharist, acceptance of God's will and confession, the last letter is E, and stands for extend. Extend peace to others. Share it with others. When you extend peace to others, you receive that yourself. As the Bible says, as you give, so shall you receive. See, if you give love, you receive love. If you try to strengthen somebody else's faith, your faith is strengthened. The Bible says, as you give, so shall you receive. So if you want more peace in your life, become a peacemaker. The Beatitudes say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. I encourage you to read that prayer of St. Francis every day. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is despair, let me sow hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. So if you extend peace to others and share peace with others, then you will receive it in your life as well. So Jesus says today, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace, do I give it. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And if we come to Him through prayer and meet Him in the Eucharist and accept God's will in our life, go to confession and try to share it with others, then I truly believe that we'll have that great gift of peace that Jesus wants us to have.